This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim habayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're in the middle of Siman Yud Aleph, toward the end of Sif Tes. The Mechaber said, you need to make the hole in the length of the talus not above 3 fingers, because that's called the beged, not below the amount of space there is between the joint of the thumb to the nail, because it has to be on the corner and not below the corner. And this, okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Memvav Ad Hatzi Poiren, that there is from the joint until the nail, Makoim Hashava Lahabasar, the place that is equal to the flesh. Honestly, I don't know what that means. We know that the shear is from the thickness of the joint until the thumbnail. But what does it mean until the place that's equal to the flesh? I would have thought from where the... I guess he means as follows. It has to be, let's say, on the thumb from the joint until the nail. But where exactly on the nail? Let's say, I guess the nail could be long. A person could have a long nail. You know, the Kaihanim had long fingernails. They could do Malika. The place where the nail is equal to the flesh of the actual thumb, in other words, toward the end of the thumb, and not beyond that. In other words, not if you cut it too short, or not if you let it grow too long. It's where it's shave to the basar. That's how I'm reading it. Now, the Rama says that this is measured straight and not on an angle. In other words, it has to be within 3 thumbs of the edge, but it also has to be after, from the joint to the end of the nail. So do you measure that diagonal? Do you measure that straight? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Because Memzayim perish misafas habeged, from the edge of the garment, moididin biyoyshar, you measure straight hashosh etzbois v'chein hasher dekesher gudo bein ba'orech u'bein ba'roichav, both in the length and in the width. Kilakaman besoif sif yod." Meaning, if this is the tzitzis, so it has to be within 3 of the length, within 3 of the width. And after the Kesher Agoido, both in the length and both in the width. Even though, so what does the Mechaber mean earlier? Yasa Nekev Ba'orech HaTalis. Here we're learning it has to be both in the length and in the width. So the Mishnah Berurah said we'll have to see in Sivkata Nun Beis. Okay. Ve'ein moididin hashir ma'alachsan. We don't measure the shear diagonal. Shaideh ha'alachsan mismayid hamedidah le'erch shnei chumashim. When you measure something on the diagonal, it minimizes it by 2/5, right? We know 1 squared plus A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So the diagonal is going to be basically 2/5 of what it would be if it were straight. Okay, we continue in Sif Yod. Im Haya Rachaik Mehakanaf Maloi Kesher Gudal. Let's say the strings were far enough from the corner, a full thumb's worth Ad Hatzipayren, meaning the correct shear. V'nitiku mechutei ha'erev Ad Shalei Nishabai Kesher. And now, let's say some of the warp got frayed, it came off of the beged, and now you don't have the requisite shear between the hole and the edge of the beged kasher. Why? Kivan chayu bay kasher b'shashahida bay tzitzaseh, since it had the requisite shear when you put on the tzitzah, when you put the tzitzah on the garment. So in other words, you have a beged. And you make a hole in the beged. You ready? This is the hole. This is the hole. You can't see it on the... Okay, this is the hole. And then all of a sudden, some of the beged frayed. And now you don't have the requisite shear. So it's okay. At the time you made it, it had the requisite shear. Hagah. V'noigin lasis imra sviv hanekev. The custom is to make a hem around the hoshel. You not take shem so it doesn't tear. V'yeh pachz mazir and become less than the shear. V'chinoisin imra b'sas habeged. We also make a hem, an edging on the edge of the garment, lamata, mehai taima, basically in order to preserve the shear. Yesh oimrim, some say, shebesech roichav habeged, ein loy shear. Some say the width of the beged has no shear. There is no shear on the width. This is all on the length. But there is no shear on the width. Now what does that mean, there's no shear on the width? That you could make it even less than, you could make the hole even less than the space between the joint and the nail. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say that it can't be more than 3 fingers, but there's no shear that it has to be more than Kesher HaGoydel. Now, what exactly is the length and what is the width? We still don't know. How do you define the length of the tzitzis? How do you define the width? Because the Mishnah Berurah says in Nun Gimel, Ein loy shear lamata. On the bottom of the beged, it could be less than Kesher HaGoydel. So we'll have to see how we define length and width. Says the Mechaber again, Yeshoimim Shabasoich Roichav HaBeged Ein Loy Shear. There is no shear in the width, some say. The Yeshoimim Shadin Roichav HaBeged Ein Loy Shear. Some say the width is like the length. Venirin Devrayim. That would be the more correct opinion. The opinion that Ein Loy Shear Beroichav is the tour. The shear that Roichav Ka'irach is the Mari Abuav B'Shem, the Smag and the Nuke Yosef and the Balitar and Benu Yoina. And the Mechaber sides with that shita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Memches, Vinitku. So basically, it was Rachlik Me'akanaf Malay Kesher Gaidal, and it tore. Vinitku Mechute Ha'erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vu Adin Im Nikra Behanekev Ad Shalideze Lo Nishra Bay Kashir. Not only if the beged tears by the edge, so now you don't have the shear, but if the whole tour, that by doing that, you don't have the shear, v'afilu nasas at take of achar chol yerishana, even if this is after the first knot and the first wounding, ima keshar, uchid v'samach, it works. Now you have mechute ha'erev, u'memela nismaid oirech ha'beged ha'idezeh, because the warp strings unraveled, so now the length of the garment diminished. The length diminished. And according to what the Mechaber says further, the same halach would apply if the beged diminished in its width. Bisha. Okay. So let us see Sivkatan. Can I move everyone? Yeah. Bisha. At the time you put it on, it was good. Ukrak Siv, the Pasuk says, Va'asu lohem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeihem. You should place the tzitzis on the corner of the garment. So the hakpada, that has to be on the corner and not on the garment. Or as we on the corner and not below the corner. The Torah is only makvit that at the time that you made it, it should be on the corner. That is only those strings that were put on properly. But if you want to put on other tzitzis, which is a new making, apostle Achi Yisbar Metchilas, the beged has to be sewn up first. Kilakaman Mesimatesvav, Ayin Sham, Pachais Mekashir. This is going in the words of the Rama. The Rama says the minhag is to make a hem around the hole so it doesn't tear and it will be less than the shear. What do you mean? We just said it's kosher. After the Abed kosher, even though if it's becomes less than the shear, it's still kosher. Mikom makom toiv lasos kein, it's still good to do this. Kedei shelo yavoyu haroyim loymar shu pasul. because there's an element here of Maris Ha'ayin. People who see will say it's possible. The Kuliyam Alab Dino Gamiri. Not everybody knows that as long as you put it on, Bekashrus, it's good. Now we come to the big Yesh Oimrim here. The big Yesh Oimrim holds that in the width of the garment, there is no shear. Why? The Svira Lahu, this opinion holds, the Iker Shem Kanav Shayach Al Sofa HaTachtoin Shel Oirech HaBeged Loi Aroichav HaBeged. This opinion holds, the primary label corner is referring to the bottom edge of the length of the garment, not the width of the garment. So what does this mean? This is a very important Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah, when the Mechaber and Siftes said you should make the Nekev Bo'erech HaTalis, the Mishnah Berurah there said, well, we don't really know what the Oirech is. You have to see Nun Beis. So here we are. Roichav HaBeged. The width, Kari Mashem Alubash by Adam Kaimasai, Me Roishai Laraglav. The width is what a person wears to his height, from his head to his foot. Va'oirech ha-beged, the length, kari mashe mis'atef bo'i. The derech ho'itav hu ba'oirech, the manner of wrapping is the length. So is the Mishnah Berurah saying that the definition of the width of the beged is the exact opposite of what I would have thought? That the width is from top to bottom? And therefore, by the width, there's no shear, meaning the Mishnah Berurah says, "No gimel ain lo shear hainu lamata," that's below. In other words, going downward, not to the side, but going downward, there's no shear. So it seems like the roichav habeged is what a person is melubash in his height, not his width. I don't know, why is that called the width? Why is the width called what you wear from top to bottom? I would have said that's the length. No? Isn't that the longer part? Isn't top to bottom longer than from side to side? Why is that called length? Anyone have any insight on that? That seems to me what he's saying. Okay. Let's try to research that today. I'm going to let you go. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.